This episode covers what to do when physical intimacy has disappeared from your marriage. You reach for her, and she shifts away, and you pretend you didn't notice. What you're getting here are 5 scripts that open the door back to closeness without pressuring her to walk through it. If your wife has stopped being physically close to you, you've probably already tried a few things. Maybe you pulled back to give her space. Maybe you tried to bring it up, and it went sideways. Maybe you've been quiet about it for so long that the silence itself has become a wall. None of those moves are wrong. They're just not enough on their own. When physical intimacy disappears from a marriage, both people usually know it. But the silence around it can go on for months, even years. You stop reaching for her, because reaching and not being received starts to feel worse than not trying. She may have stopped expecting you to reach, so she stopped leaving the door open. Neither of you is doing anything deliberately cruel. But the pattern has a cost. Research on long-term relationships consistently shows that physical touch, not just sex but contact, a hand on the back, sitting close, a genuine hug, is one of the most direct signals of emotional connection between partners. When that touch disappears, both people start to feel more like roommates than partners, even if nothing dramatic has happened. For men, the withdrawal of physical intimacy often reads as rejection. That's not a weakness. It's a very common response. When touch stops, the brain interprets absence as distance, and distance as something being wrong. So you pull back to avoid more rejection. She reads your pullback as disinterest. The gap grows. What breaks this pattern isn't performance or pressure. It's the kind of honest, low-stakes conversation that says, "I notice we've moved apart. I want to move closer. I'm not demanding anything. I just miss you." Most men in this situation try one of 3 things. They wait, hoping she'll come back around on her own. They bring it up in the wrong moment, when they're already frustrated, when they've had a drink, when it comes out as "we never touch anymore." Or they overcorrect, becoming overly attentive and warm in a way that feels abrupt and pressuring to her. Each of these approaches has the same problem. They center what you want, not what she might need to feel safe enough to give it. When she feels like physical intimacy is something she owes you, even implicitly, her body shuts down to it. That's not a choice she's making consciously. It's a response to feeling like there's a demand underneath the request. The move that works is the opposite. It leads with what you miss about closeness, not sex, not frequency, not her specifically failing you, but the emotional experience of being close to her. That's a very different conversation, one she can actually respond to. Even well-intentioned requests for physical intimacy can carry an undercurrent of pressure if the framing is off. "We haven't been close lately" can feel like an accusation depending on tone. "I've been patient" sounds like a ledger. "I just want to feel wanted" can feel like a verdict on her. None of these are wrong feelings, but the way they come out matters. The scripts below are built around removing that pressure signal, so what she hears is an invitation, not a complaint. The conversation goes better when you've prepared your own internal state first. That means getting clear on what you actually want from the conversation and making sure it's the right thing to want. You're not going in to fix the problem tonight. You're going in to open a door. That's it. One
door.
A small one. Before you say anything, ask yourself 2 things honestly. What specific thing do I miss? The physical act itself, or the feeling of being close to her? If it's just the physical act, that's real and worth acknowledging to yourself. But the conversation that opens things up is about the closeness, not the act. Know which one you're talking about before you walk in. Is there emotional distance between us right now that I haven't addressed? Physical intimacy almost always follows emotional safety. If there's unresolved tension, an old argument that hasn't been repaired, or weeks of cold shoulders between you, addressing the emotional piece first makes the physical conversation much more likely to go well. Timing matters more than most people realize. Don't bring this up when she's stressed, when the kids have just gone to bed, when you've both just argued about something else, or right before or after sex. Pick a quiet moment. Sunday morning coffee, a slow walk, sitting on the porch. Low stakes, no time pressure, no expectation that anything has to happen afterward. Now, let's get into the actual words. Script 1, the low stakes opener, for when you want to name the distance without making it a big conversation yet. This is the gentlest entry point. Find a quiet moment. Put your phone down. Don't say this when you're both in motion or when there's a task at hand. Say this. Hey, I've been thinking lately that I miss being close to you. Not in a loaded way. I just miss it. Just pause. Don't fill the silence. Then say, I don't need to make a big thing out of it tonight. I just wanted to say it. Why it works. You're naming something real without attaching a demand to it. The phrase, not in a loaded way, does a lot of work. It preempts her fear that this is a negotiation or a complaint. Ending with, I don't need to make a big thing out of it, gives her permission to respond lightly, which often leads to a deeper conversation than going in heavy. What happens next? She may say something brief and warm, or she may go quiet and thoughtful. Either is okay. You're not looking for a resolution tonight. You're making contact. Watch for small signs of openness over the next day or two. Script 2, naming the distance. For when the gap has been going on long enough that it needs to be acknowledged directly, you want her to know you see it and that you're not blaming her for it. Sit down somewhere comfortable. Face her, or sit at an angle. Don't stand across the room. Your body language should say, I'm here, not I'm confronting you. Say this. I want to be honest about something. I feel like we've been less physically connected lately, and I've been sitting with it for a while, instead of just saying it. Just pause for a moment. Then say, I'm not saying it to make you feel bad. I'm saying it because I want us to be closer, and I didn't want to keep pretending I hadn't noticed. Why it works. You're taking responsibility for your own silence. I've been sitting with it, rather than framing it as something she's been doing to you. I didn't want to keep pretending I hadn't noticed is a disarming line. It shows self-awareness and removes the accusation from the observation. What happens next? She may respond with her own version of, I've noticed too. She may go quiet, or she may explain something about what's been going on for her. Whatever she says, your job is to listen without defending yourself. The goal of this script is to open the conversation, not to reach a resolution. Script 3, asking what's changed, for when you want to understand her side of it before you say what you need. This script centers her experience first. This works best when there has been some positive interaction between you recently, not in the middle of a cold stretch. You're asking a genuine question, not starting a negotiation. Say this. Can I ask you something? And I want you to know I'm asking because I want to understand, not because I'm upset. Just pause and wait for her to signal, it's okay. Then say, I feel like we've been less physically close lately. Is there something going on for you that I should know about? Why it works. The opening line signals your intent before she has to wonder about it. Asking, is there something going on for you positions you as someone who's paying attention to her, not just tracking a deficit. This script often opens a conversation she has wanted to have, but hasn't known how to start. What happens next? She may share something real, stress, something from her past, or something between the two of you that needs to be addressed. If she does, reflect back what you hear before you respond with your own experience. So what you're saying is, followed by a pause, shows you received it. Script 4, asking for a small thing, for when you've had the conversation once and things are still cool. You want to ask for something specific and low pressure without making it feel like you're escalating. Keep this light. You're not reopening the big conversation. You're making a small, specific request for closeness. Say this. This isn't a big thing. I just want to ask if we could sit closer tonight. Watch something together, nothing else. I'd just like to be near you. Why it works. Small, specific, low-stakes requests are easier to say yes to than large, vague ones. Nothing else removes the pressure she might be anticipating. It also gives her a yes she can feel good about. Small yeses build toward bigger ones. What happens next if she says yes? Accept it simply. Don't make it a big moment. Just be present. If she says no or deflects, say okay, no problem, and mean it. Following her lead builds trust over time. Script 5. When you've brought it up before and it went sideways, for when you've tried to have this conversation before, it went badly. Either she got defensive, or you got frustrated and said it wrong, or it ended with both of you pulling further away. You want to try again with a different opening. Wait until things are calm between you. Don't try this within a day or two of an argument. Be patient with the timing. Say this: last time I brought this up, I don't think I said it well. I came across as frustrated, and that wasn't fair. Just pause for a moment. Then say, what I actually wanted to say, but didn't, is that I miss feeling close to you. Not as a complaint, as something I care about. Why it works. Opening with accountability for how the last conversation went immediately disarms defensiveness. You're not relitigating who was right. You're acknowledging that your delivery was the problem, and you're trying again from a better place. This is one of the most effective repair moves available in a stuck pattern. What happens next? She may still be guarded. That's okay. You've planted something. Even if she doesn't respond warmly in the moment, the fact that you came back and took responsibility for the last conversation will register. Give it time. How you tend to show up in hard conversations affects how they go. If you tend to keep the peace and avoid rocking the boat, your instinct is to wait until the moment is perfect, or until she brings it up first. The problem is, she may be waiting for you to show up. Pick one script from above. Use it as is, even if it feels awkward. The awkwardness isn't a sign you're doing it wrong. It's a sign you're doing something unfamiliar. That's actually good. If you tend to go quiet or pull back when things get tense, your instinct when she responds with silence or a cool tone will be to shut down and back off entirely. That shuts the conversation down before it gets anywhere. If she goes quiet after you say something, stay present. You can say, you don't have to respond right now. I just wanted you to know. That keeps the door open without pushing her through it. If you tend to get defensive when the conversation starts to go sideways, if she responds with something that stings, you only think about yourself, or, I've been saying this for years, your instinct will be to correct her or defend your record. Don't say, I hear that. Can you tell me more? Then actually listen. Your goal isn't to win the conversation. Your goal is for her to feel heard. If you tend to push harder when you feel unheard, if she goes quiet or minimizes what you've said, the urge to press harder or escalate is strong. Resist it. A single honest statement has more power than a long argument. Say your piece, then stop. Let the silence do its work. She heard you. How she responds will tell you how to adjust. If she tends to push, pursue, or escalate, she's been trying to get your attention for a while, and when you finally bring this up, she may respond with everything she's been holding. Let her go. Don't try to stop the flow or defend yourself in the middle of it. Reflect back what you're hearing. It sounds like you've been feeling disconnected for a long time, not just lately. That validation is what shifts the temperature. Once she feels heard, she'll soften. Then you can have the actual conversation. If her silences have felt heavier lately, or she used to express more but stopped, she's likely been waiting for you to notice and say something. Don't make her work for this conversation. Go in directly with script 1 or script 2. Name the distance before she has to. This is the move that tells her you've been paying attention, and it often opens things up faster than you'd expect. If she tends to prefer space and hasn't historically been very expressive about closeness, she may respond to your script with something brief. I know, I've just been tired. or a nod and a quiet, yeah. Don't read that as rejection. That's as much as she gives in a first conversation. Accept it warmly. Say okay. I appreciate you hearing me. Small acknowledgements are real progress with a partner like this. If you've been the one chasing for a while, if she's been withdrawing and you've been pursuing, your usual move is to ask more, reach more, try harder. That pattern is part of what needs to change. Try script 3, the one that centers her experience. Ask what's going on for her. Step toward her curiosity instead of toward her closeness. That unexpected shift often opens the door. Sometimes you'll say one of these scripts and she'll respond badly. She'll be dismissive. She'll go cold. She'll say something that hurts. Or she'll tell you she doesn't want to have this conversation right now. None of those responses mean you failed. If she shuts down or leaves the room, don't follow her to continue the conversation. Let her go. Later, not that night, maybe the next day, you can say, "I can see that came up at a bad time. I'm not looking for a big conversation. I just wanted you to know I meant what I said." That's it. Leave it there. If she gets angry or tells you this is manipulative, don't defend the script or the technique. Say, "You're right to be skeptical. I know I haven't always shown up well. I'm trying to do it differently." That's honest, and it often stops the escalation cold. She can argue with a defense. She can't argue with accountability. If she says everything is fine and you're imagining it, don't press. Say, "Okay, I wanted to say how I was feeling, and I did. I'm glad you heard it." Then let it go for a while. You've done your part. The conversation is open, even if she closed the door on it tonight. This is the part most guides leave implied. So let's say it directly. Physical intimacy for most women in long-term relationships is downstream of emotional safety. When she feels seen, heard, and emotionally close to you, and when there's no accumulated tension sitting between you, her body is more open to physical closeness. That's not a rule she's imposing on you. It's how her system works. When you use the scripts in this episode, you're not just having a conversation. You're building the specific emotional conditions that make physical touch feel safe and wanted for her. Every honest conversation that doesn't turn into a fight, every moment you listen without defending yourself, every time you name something real without attaching a demand to it, those moments add up. They change the emotional climate between you. You can't shortcut from "we never touch anymore" to physical reconnection, but you can get there through the kind of honest, low-pressure emotional contact this episode describes. Small shifts come first. She sits closer on the couch. She reaches for your hand in passing. She turns toward you instead of away when something's on her mind. These are not small things. These are the first signs that the door is opening. Pick one script. Not all 5. One. The one that feels least impossible. And use it this week. Don't bring this up when you're frustrated, tired, or when there's existing tension between you. Timing is half the work. After you say your piece, stop. Don't explain yourself further. Don't fill the silence. Let her respond on her terms. If it goes sideways, the repair move is there. You can try again. One failed conversation isn't the end. What is the one specific thing I actually miss? The act or the closeness? It's the closeness. I miss feeling like we're reaching for each other, not just existing in the same house. She stayed in the conversation, even briefly, without getting defensive or shutting down. Something shifted in her physical presence with you in the days after. Sitting closer, a hand in passing, less visible tension. That's the actual measure tonight. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. I hope this helps.